CDC doctor confirms what you always thought about vaccines and autism. Image source, TheWeek.com. Dr. William Thompson, a senior scientist for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has acknowledged that a 2004 article often used by the agency to deny a link between the MMR vaccine and autism contained misleading information. Thompson admitted that scientists in that study omitted data showing a statistically significant link between MMR, measles, mumps, rubella, vaccine and autism among African-American boys. He released a statement through his attorney, Morgan Burkamp, on August 27. I regret that my co-authors and I omitted statistically significant information in our 2004 article published in the journal Pediatrics, it read, in part. The omitted data suggested that African-American males who received the MMR vaccine before age 36 months were at an increased risk for autism. Decisions were made regarding which findings to report after the data were collected, and I believe that the final study protocol was not followed. Just as significant, Thompson makes a bold claim connecting the mercury, thimerosal, in vaccines to autism. Thompson said in an interview with Dr. Brian Hooker of the Autism Media Channel that there is biological plausibility right now to say that thimerosal causes autism-like features. Hooker says the CDC chose to cover it up. It's a common myth that vaccines don't contain mercury. But according to the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, website, thimerosal, which is approximately 50% mercury by weight, has been one of the most widely used preservatives in vaccines. This means that many children and pregnant women who are given flu shots are exposed to 50,000 parts per billion of mercury, according to SailHome.org. The hidden secrets of making herbal medicines, right at your fingertips. CDC doc, possibility that vaccines rarely trigger autism. For the most part, the CDC doesn't think thimerosal is harmful, and many vaccines no longer contain thimerosal. And the agency still argues that the 2004 article is valid. The co-author of the study is Dr. Frank DiStefano, the director of the CDC Immunization Safety Office. In a rare telephone interview with journalist Cheryl Atkinson, DiStefano defended the study as it was originally written, but he did acknowledge that there is a possibility that vaccines might rarely trigger autism. I guess that is a possibility, DiStefano said. It's hard to predict who those children might be, but certainly, individual cases can be studied to look at those possibilities. CDC, not currently investigating autism link. In spite of DiStefano admitting that individual cases should be studied, the CDC has no intention of researching it. That may come as a surprise to many parents, considering that there are nearly 1,300 vaccine-related brain damage cases which have been compensated in court over the past 20 years. Yet, the rate of autism in these brain-damaged children has never been tracked. In fact, a representative for the CDC told Atkinson that the agency is not currently investigating the relation between vaccines and autism spectrum disorders, ASD. Further, CDC does not have any planned research addressing vaccines and autism. CDC believes that this topic has been thoroughly studied and no causal links have been found, said the spokesman in an email. Current CDC ASD-related research focuses on determining how many people have ASD and understanding risk factors and causes for ASD, said the CDC. As for Thompson, he isn't speaking with reporters but did say, I am providing information to Congressman William Posey, and of course will continue to cooperate with Congress. U.S. Rep. Posey, Florida, has introduced a bill that requires the study of vaccinated children versus those who are unvaccinated. The bill, known as H.R. 1757, states to direct the Secretary of Health and Human Services to conduct or support a comprehensive study comparing total health outcomes, including risk of autism, in vaccinated populations in the United States with such outcomes in unvaccinated populations in the United States, and for other purposes. The Autism Action Network supports the bill and offers an online form to contact your representative here. Do you think there's a link between autism and vaccines? Share your thoughts in the section below. Get $600 worth of survival blueprints, absolutely free.